What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we were talking about Great Britain, their independence, the Brexit finally happened. It's been a long, long, rancorous fight. And finally, Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson have prevailed, and Great Britain is officially an independent and sovereign nation one more time. So now they're trying to get back in business, get the commerce going again. So a lot of people are saying, what's going to be next for the European Union? Is it going to be a Frexit, a Nexit, an Italexit, a Swexit? There are more and more of the countries in the European Union who are realizing what a raw deal that whole union was. Between the extremely meddlesome legislation coming out of Brussels and, you know, the euro, the predatory nature of the European Central Bank, Germany especially, now that Great Britain is gone, is going to be expected to pick up the losses for all the other countries in the European Union that are in serious economic trouble. And I don't think the German people are going to be settling for that. I think this is the beginning of the end of the European Union, and hopefully it'll be the beginning of the end of this idea of a one world government, new world order. Although it just seems like every decade or so this comes up again. Now, we've all been talking about social media and how all of the major social media companies have engaged in very heavy-handed censorship, basically bias toward liberalism, bias toward vaccine makers, bias toward GMO. That may start to come apart now, because apparently Mark Zuckerberg was out there in Silicon Valley, and actually was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and he was at the 2020 Silicon Slopes Tech Summit, and he basically said, it's time for Facebook to stand for free expression. And he's out there saying, this is going to really annoy a lot of people. But he's saying, basically, he's reached the point where Facebook is engaging in extensive censorship. And he says, they want to basically block content that relates to terrorism, child exploitation, and incitement to violence. But other than that, he says he wants to go back to letting people say whatever they want to say on Facebook, which will be great if, in fact, it's true. Now, I do not think that Zuckerberg has had a change of conscience. I think what's going on is that so many people have deserted Facebook that his investors are starting to say, hey, you need to do something about this or we're going to bail. So the public has spoken. You have spoken. The boycott against Facebook appears to be having some positive results. So we're going to be taking a look at that here. Now, there is a problem, since we're in the area of computers here. It's called deepfake porn. And what it has to do with is there is now software out there that can take one person's face and put it into another video. And apparently, it all kind of started with this fake porn video purporting to depict Gal Gadot having sex with her stepbrother, and it came online December of 2017, and basically came on out. Face swap technology had been used to manufacture a whole new form of revenge porn, one in which victims could find themselves featured in explicit sexual adult fare without ever actually having taken their clothes off in front of a camera. So it's another reminder, you can't really trust what you're seeing. And everybody needs to learn to look for the little giveaways that tell you you're looking at a fake. One of the most overlooked aspects by the photo fakers is the direction the light is coming from. I'm going to share one of the little secrets with you from my industry, and that is that you're going to have a background plate, and if you look at it and you look at the shadows and the light, you'll be able to say, oh, the sun is up here in the upper left. And then you look at what is being purported to be somebody in that scene. and you can look at the shadow from the nose and the shadow from the eyes. If it doesn't match up, if it looks like the light is coming from a slightly different direction, or even a great, I've seen some really bad sloppy work on this. If it looks like it's coming from a different direction, it is a fake. And movie and TV companies have to go to a great deal of work to get everything to line up. In other words, they'll shoot that background plate at the exact same time date as the foreground image to get them to line up. Or if they're on a controlled soundstage, they'll light the foreground element to match that background. But a lot of these fakers don't go to that effort. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work and a lot of expense. Okay, getting into the realm of political correctness, a little bit of good news here. Remember down in Dallas, there was that lawsuit where this mother wanted to reassign her child as female, and her estranged husband, divorced husband, said, no, this is my child as well. And I don't want my son to have these puberty-blocking hormones. And the judge has ruled that 7-year-old James Younger will remain under joint conservatorship of both parents and George Ulis and ex-husband Jeffrey Younger, and that the mother cannot, in fact, begin the transitioning process without the father's express permission. Well, good on that. I really do think it's child abuse. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Cody in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, that Younger case is pretty sick. But actually, a little more pressing issue with this Fukushima that could affect everybody that eats any seafood or is involved, you know, it's just pretty sick situation. I'm in the oil and gas business, and we always inject disposal water into underground geologic formations. Now, there are chemical companies such as DuPont that do have injection wells for more toxic materials that are typically injected in a very deep geologic formation that's not in the area of oil and gas production, so there's very little chance those chemicals would migrate and again be extracted out of the ground somewhere. So I don't know, you know, what's going on in Japan. I noticed you've got some, you've got Ryan over there, you know, he maybe has some power to get up to somebody and talk some sense into him. It makes absolutely no sense. They're talking about releasing that water into the ocean. I mean, you just load it on a ship and take it to some country that, I would even think Japan has enough. You know, they got chemical companies. They should have some kind of injection. But if they're too, you know, tectonic over there, they're afraid of it leaking. Even if it does leak through faults in the future, it's going to be very slow compared to dumping all this stuff in the ocean. I don't know what they're thinking. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I think the issue is... I think the issue is the sheer volume of the radioactive water. And, you know, when you're talking about injection wells, first of all, around the fracking areas, those injection wells are notorious for leaking. You're right. The Japanese may be concerned about triggering another earthquake with deep drilling. The question would be, where would you put these injection wells? But you'd have to build so many of them because, you know, and they probably should have started doing this a long time ago because the reason they're dumping this water into the ocean is they've simply run out of room.
Well, that's not really true, Mike. I mean, there is more water injected per day than there is oil produced. You know, the world produces 80 million barrels or so a day, 70 some odd million. Typically, there is more water produced on average than the oil is produced. So there, you know, this fracking stuff, you know, it's like any industrial process. Any industrial process, and Fukushima is an example, can have something go wrong with it. But on average, there's nothing wrong with the fracking. Now, there are some isolated cases where they frack near a fault that has caused some tectonic movement, but we're talking about putting an injection well in an area that's more stable, that's away from oil and gas production, so these chemicals would never, ever leak into a fault system to travel anywhere. DuPont has got some. I'm not sure don't know too much about it. I know guys have worked on them. They, you know, they'll inject chemicals down very deep, way past any kind of, you know, and we're talking, if you're going to inject these kind of chemicals, you're going to have multiple casing strings to protect the water. So it's not an issue where things are going to leak very easy. And it's sure a heck of a lot. You know, let's imagine you inject into a deep reservoir. Let's just imagine the ring of fire goes crazy and there's all sorts of tectonic movement. Let's imagine it does leak. Well, a slow leak of that radioactive water is going to be a lot better than dumping who knows how many million gallons that they've got, you know, stored over there. So I think it's a case where they've got some inept people that either are not aware of how some of the other industries deal with these, you know, these chemicals and disposal situations. Or it just makes no sense unless they're a bunch of Satan worshipers and they want to do something to the planet. It makes absolutely, you know, no sense that
they're going to wake up Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. There's all sorts of floating storage. They can go stick it on floating storage until they can make a deal. And I would think they've got some storage or underground injection somewhere. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. Go put it. There's some place they could go with it, I'm sure. I don't know how radioactive. If they're thinking about sticking in the ocean, it must not be that radioactive. I don't know. It sounds like it's pretty radioactive if they were cleaning out their pipes when they had the problem there. So I don't know. That's just something that's been bothering me in the last day, and I made a note to call you and get – I sent a couple senators some emails trying to get something going on this because I like my seafood, and there's just no reason to be putting all that in the Pacific Ocean. It's just – you know, there's just no reason.
I agree. You know, I mean, ever since Fukushima, Claire and I mean, we love sushi. If you knew sushi like I do sushi, you have to be my age to appreciate that. I mean, after Fukushima and we started doing our own radiation checks, we stopped eating sushi, which was like, you know, everywhere on the island. And finally it reached the point where a lot of these high-end sushi restaurants are flying up the fish from the South Atlantic. So that it's safe to eat, and yeah.
Wow! Did you for real? You were doing your own check, and you have a Geiger counter would actually register it.
Yes.
You did.
And
it
we
physically
did see a
certain yourself.
Yes.
Wow! And how much over normal background was it?
It, at its worst, it reached about three times, but it was still below the level where we were concerned about immediate toxic effects. Of course, all radiation over time is going to lead to some negative stuff.
Yeah, it's not, it's not good. I didn't realize that they could actually pick it up with Geiger counters. I thought it was more of an issue that it was just, these different sister isotopes of all this stuff that was a little dangerous over time. I didn't realize it was enough that you could pick it up. Wow.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, I hope somebody's
picking it up on the mainland.
Yeah, I hope somebody's listening. You know, Ryan, or I don't know if he's got any pull over there, but this doesn't—I don't know—it doesn't make any sense that they're talking about. I know all these chemical companies typically have underground, you know, injection that they do with chemicals that they can't get rid of, and typically they'll do it in an area that's very, you know, very little earthquake areas. In a very deep reservoir that's, you know, has nothing to do with any kind of surface and oil and gas or water activities. And so that would be the best solution. I mean, God, you've got all sorts of deserts where there's not a lot of people around and there's deep formations that they could, whether it's in the Middle East, Kazakhstan, I mean, who knows? Or, you know, you look at places like Kazakhstan where they're doing all this this yellow cake uranium. I'm assuming, I don't know this firsthand, but you know, I'm assuming they probably already had leaks and such. They probably got so much natural radioactivity around there anyway. That would be a good place to take it, somewhere where they're mining, you know, some of this radioactive material where they probably already damaged the environment, and at least stick it down there. I don't know. I didn't like what I was hearing. Anyway, well, I hope the younger boy there can keep his manhood, because that's a pretty sad story there. And
yeah. Well, it looks like he is now.
Yeah, you know, one last thing I mentioned on that.
Some other country or something.
Yeah, she sounds like she's got some mental issues, but I don't know why people, the whole LGBT thing is, they're only about 2-3% of the population to be, for everybody to be so brainwashed or whatever the word is with it. You know, there was an NIH study of 35 or 36,000 people, and the official numbers were, it was like 2% or something that are gay, or small percentage bisexual, which overlaps with the homosexual gay. And then there was the transvestite stuff, transsexual was not even close to a percent. You know, so all this is under 3%. But they make so many waves in the media that you think it's 20% of the population, and they're just being so abused for this big voting block, which they're not. And just kind of remind people on that, everybody has their rights, but this stuff with the kids and the libraries sitting on the laps and all this, this grooming, what I would consider grooming, is just totally unacceptable. The Bible talks about what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah when they, were being so debaucherous. So people should think about that. So anyway, Michael, I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Actually, I like your idea of, deep wells to store the radioactive material. But as I understand it, we're looking at like 1.5 million gallons for this first dump, and they've simply run out of room. They would have had to start creating the wells a long time ago because it's going to take a lot of wells. And I think the bottom line is that they just don't want to spend the money. They just do not want to spend the money. So anyway,
you're not going to spend that much money on injection wells. I don't know. It could be a time issue, but the right thing to do would be stick that on a super tanker and hold that until they can get that organized. It's not fair to everybody to dump that in the ocean. So anyway, thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on to political correctness again. Apparently over at West Point, they're now forcing cadets to learn about gender norms and toxic masculinity. They're being forced to watch transgenderism and gay lifestyle documentaries. Okay, here is my problem with that. West Point is where we're training our officers who will lead us, heaven forbid, into World War III. And I don't see how gender norms and toxic masculinity and transgenderism and gay lifestyle is going to have anything to do with making them effective commanders in the field. In fact, if anything, it seems like we're being set up to lose World War III. We really, really are. Now, Florida is considering a ban on sex change surgeries for children. Democrats are opposed. I absolutely am in agreement. This should not be allowed to happen. Okay? These kids are not old enough to understand what their sexuality is, and it should be up to the child and not the parents. This is one case where I think the child has to be given their say. All right. Now, Bloomberg is out there campaigning, as you know, for president. He's promising taxpayer-funded free gender surgery and housing for transgenders. So let me run that past you one more time. Bloomberg is promising taxpayer-funded gender surgery and housing to the transgenders. Now, of course, there aren't that many, so we're not talking a lot of money, but it is the most blatant kind of pandering possible. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words, and we have a caller waiting on the line.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Justin was asking about you. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, Michael. You sound a lot better. You sound like you're really getting your strength back. That's great news. What's on my mind is that halftime show. You talking about decadence? That halftime show looked like a soft porno movie with J-Lo and Shakira doing their, grabbing their crotches and doing their licking. And it was unbelievable. I mean, I loved it, but it was like soft porno on the halftime show. And then you got this, now that all the bloggers saying that the game was rigged and all that, I could just see Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats in San Francisco standing at the Golden Gate Bridge and jumping off. That would be awesome. But I don't know if that can happen. But
now, I pay money to see that.
Yeah, me too. I'd pay more than a Super Bowl ticket. But, Mike, what I really wanted to talk about is what's going on with this virus that's going around. On Breitbart and Drudge the other day, they were talking about all these Chinese sneaking in through the Mexican border. And can you imagine how, if just five of those were infected, they got to the Mexico and they snuck into the border? There's a reason you need a wall. I mean, you got Chinese. What I think they caught, 430 of them the other day in China?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, 430 Chinese nationals sneaking in through the border. So that, and these Democrats are still allowed to walk free. I don't understand why they're not being arrested, man. I you know, Trump's doing some good things, but man, until I see that happen, I get so bombastic on that because it's ridiculous what's happening. And we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, the wall is got, I guess, going up, and we'll see what happens. But you know what? Like I told you the other day, Michael, on your show, and by the way, tell Dustin, thank you. The other day, Michael, I was talking on your show. I still haven't seen one thing on the news media other than OAN about Molly Tibbetts getting murdered. And her
yes.
case was supposed to come up last month. Now I guess they're postponing it because the illegal that murdered her, he's screaming that he didn't understand English, so he's going to have his case. What's going on with that, Michael? You know anything about that?
Well, I mean, the guy is trying to game the system. He wants a jury that consists entirely of Hispanics to gain their sympathy. But, yeah, it's pandering, you know, by the courts. I mean, the guy killed this lady, and he should, you know, stand trial. And if convicted, he should go to jail. But, you know, he's just playing all the games he can to try and delay the inevitable.
You know, Michael, he stabbed her 15 times, according to all the autopsy reports. 15 times this girl
yes.
had deep stab wounds in her. Now, she was found in a cornfield. But here's what I don't understand. The guy said he was in a hypnotic state. He had sleep deprivation. What is that all about? I mean, you find this guy is the one that they would have never probably found her body till the crows or the buzzards ate her. And, but he knew where she was at, and then when the coroner saw her body with 15 stab wounds, deep stab wounds. I mean, I don't understand it, man. This is insanity. And you know, speaking of Dustin,
well, I mean,
go ahead, Michael.
I was going to say this guy is probably looking. This is his version of the insanity defense. I was sleep deprived. You know, when you're talking 15 stab wounds, I'm wondering if this guy was on some kind of medication or illicit drugs that led him to do this.
Oh, absolutely. He had to be. Something's going on with this sick, demented imbecile. But, you know, speaking of, I'm glad you mentioned Dustin because I saw something on the news. Maybe Dustin's heard it too. Maybe you've heard about it, Michael. You heard about Peter King today and a couple of the congressmen from Florida, Snooby? Did you see that article, Michael, on Breitbart, on Peter King?
No, I didn't. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, Peter King's now saying, and this congressman Snooby here in Florida is saying, you know what? The people in New York and New Jersey are rude. And this guy's from New York, Peter King. And you got to see this article. And he's saying that now. He don't blame the people in the South, like in Carolinas and Florida, for not wanting people from New York and New Jersey coming down and taking over the place with their liberal policies. This is coming out of two Republican congressmen saying these people are moving down to the Carolinas and Georgia and Florida, and they're bringing the rudeness with them, on top, number one. And on top of that, they vote liberal most of the time. They're the ones that's why you got these high taxes, and these states are all criminal outlaws in New York and New Jersey. And I mean, And you got congressmen literally now talking about this. I don't know if they're listening to a radio show or what, but they're now talking about it. Peter King.
Well, I'm glad they're looking at that issue here. I mean, if you look at the cities with the greatest homeless problems, they're all run by Democrats.
That is correct. And now it's going on mainstream news. I think even CNN's reporting on this now that Peter King is like, oh, he's talking crap about New Yorkers and New Jerseyans. Here, this guy's he's a New Yorker, and he knows they're bringing their rudeness and their liberal policies down to Florida. Sean Hannity talks about it all the time. Hannity's always talking about
Tom,
people.
Tom, we're going to put you on hold. We're putting you on hold. We'll come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Michael, what I wanted to also let people know is Pelosi is going to be 80 years old, and I think it's 3 weeks from now. You got Bernie's going to be 80, and you got Biden's going to be 79. I mean, all these Democrat criminals, they're all old farts. And what blows my mind is Pelosi, they had a thing on Pelosi the other day, Michael. What was that, yesterday I saw it? She lives in a $24 million home in San Francisco. Did you know that?
Yes, but it's not in her district.
Right. And the husband is worth, I think they said the husband's worth $500 million or better. And then you got, yes, Biden stealing all money like from Ukraine. And Bernie's talking all this crap as a communist when he owns three homes. Two homes and a cottage. I mean, what hypocrisy these. What hypocrites, that's all I got to tell you. And, you know, Michael, tonight's the big caucus, whatever they call it in Iowa. And, you know, Michael, I have a feeling that Bernie's going to probably, he has a chance to win it. But I think they're going to, like you said, they're going to slip Hillary or somebody in here to derail this. They're talking about Kerry today, John Kerry, saying that this guy's not electable. I mean, these Democrats are real.
Kerry's already denied it. Kerry's already denied it.
Yeah, Michael, you know, the Republicans should be blowing these demon rats out of the water just on immigration alone. I mean, you got the country now flooded with over 28 million illegals, according to One American News. 28 million? Really? I mean, California, at least they know they get a driver's license, and there's 8 million in the state. This is unbelievable here. And nobody has been persecuted. It's on. And then we got to worry about a pandemic any hit now. Unbelievable, man. It's mind-boggling. It's truly mind-boggling. And you got this complacent communist Bolshevik media behind everything. By the way, Michael, did you hear about Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's kind of
Being in really radio is a very. You know, being in radio is a very dangerous thing. I think we all need hazardous duty pay. What Tom is referring to is that Rush Limbaugh has gone public with the fact that he's dealing with a very serious lung cancer right now. And while I don't agree with Rush Limbaugh on a lot of what he has to say, certainly he gets my sympathies and my support and best wishes here, because I've seen what lung cancer can do to somebody close up. My mother died of lung cancer. And of course, going through my medical spielkas, you know, I'm kind of sensitive to how many people in the independent media or even in the corporate media that we have lost to serious medical situations.
Well, you're right, Michael. And you guys in that, your profession definitely need hazardous duty pay. But, you know, I got to tell you, Michael, this thing is going to happen now in the next 6 to 8 months. You know, Michael, and one more thing, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers probably. Can you imagine if Ruth Bader Ginsburg or one of these liberal justices kick off, what would happen with that? Or if Trump gets his next term, when they have that, Trump's got to replace two of these liberal justices on the Supreme Court? Oh, my goodness. That'll be fireworks.
Well, it's going to make the Kavanaugh hearing look like, you know, a tea party compared to the circus they'll crank up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And maybe that's another reason why they're trying. Maybe that's another reason why they're trying so hard to get rid of Donald Trump, is because they're afraid he's going to get a chance to fill one, possibly two more of the Supreme Court seats.
Well, yes, and you know, Clarence Thomas already said if Trump gets reelected, he's going to probably step down. He's going to give Trump a chance to pick a younger guy to put in his place. That's what they're really worried about, is Clarence Thomas and Ginsburg. But there's definitely two picks that Trump's going to get on his next term, for sure. Could be more. Maybe that Keegan.
Well, that's a good reason to support Trump right there, is to reshape that Supreme Court.
Exactly, Michael. Well, anyway, thank you for taking my call. Have a great day. Let's just see what happens. I mean, it's going to be real interesting tonight and see how this goes on. And then we got you know, we got the State of the Union tomorrow, and then we got Wednesday. So the next couple of days will be really interesting to expose these liberal Bolsheviks that are running the media. I mean, that's all it is. They're Bolsheviks. There's no doubt about it. They're full-blown communists.
No question.
In the media. So,
okay, well, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Not Sure in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to correct what I said a couple of days ago. If you go to DuckDuckGo and type in the search term fellow white people and do a image search, you're going to see a whole bunch of images pop up with text. Just start reading through. You know, those are all screenshots of, like, blogs, social media, things like that. Just start reading through this. I think it would be very illuminating for people. Okay. And Tom, I'm just curious if Tom agrees with me, with my position that these people flooding in from the southern border, Muslims wanting to come into European countries, if they're really the white supremacists, because they must think that the countries that were built by white men are supreme to the countries that they're leaving. So aren't they the white supremacist? That's my thought. So anyways, thank you very much for your time, Mike. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. It's kind of interesting where achievement, especially in things like science and architecture, is now being equated with supremacism, that somehow we don't have a right to excel in the various things we like to excel in. And to me, that's almost devolutionary, where they want to take society backwards. Anyway, we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard the discussion earlier today about the disposal of that radioactive water at Fukushima. In my long career as a geological consultant, I dealt with disposal issues of all types. And my first impression is that deep well disposal of that is feasible. It can be done. There are two issues here. One, trying to find the formations nearby where you can inject that. That part of the world may be a little different from, say, the United States, where you have, in the Gulf Coast area, where you have deep formations that can really receive a lot of that material. The other is not so much a technical issue. I think the big issue is really the exposure issue, the handling and the handling and exposure. You're not dealing with just the regular decay products of a uranium decay series or a thorium decay series. You're looking at fission products, which are highly radioactive, and which are gamma emitters, beta emitters, and which with short exposure, you know, can really wreak havoc to the human to the human biology. Something like, for example, strontium 90 will it's in the same group on the periodic table as calcium. It will substitute for calcium, and it will attack bone marrow. And so it's a major source of bone cancer to those people who are exposed to that. And you have something like cesium-137, which is a major, major gamma emitter. And gamma rays, there's not much you're going to be able to do to stop a gamma ray once it goes somewhere. And it wouldn't take much over a short period of time for somebody to be cooked, you know, from the inside out by exposure to that. And so you really have to think of how best to design a way to gather that, and either by robots or having people shielded behind something that would protect them sufficiently enough from that radiation in order to make it possible for them to gather that material, store it somewhere, transport it to another location, and then inject it into the subsurface.
That was all done, you'd have to demolish the ship and bury that someplace. Once the disposal well was full, you'd have to basically pull off all the pumping gear and drilling gear at the Earth's surface and bury that someplace as well. It's just going to be a train of contamination all the way from Japan to wherever they want to dump these things. And I think the bottom line is they just don't want to spend the money.
Well, that may be. I mean, certainly, it's not a trivial exercise, as you would. I think you would agree there. It would cost an enormous amount of money, and the calculus might be that, well, we're better off keeping it here because we're not exposing a large area of Japan or the rest of the world to this radioactivity if we leave it here. Unfortunately, it is leaking out, and it will have a long term effect on the environment nearby and elsewhere. I think that the technology is there to do it, but there are all kinds of logistical issues and handling issues, I think, that make that a very, very difficult proposition to carry out.
And the problem is that what leaks in Japan doesn't stay in Japan. And, you know, once they put that in the Pacific currents, the North Pacific Gyre, for example, it's just going to spread it all over the place.
Right. I've often wondered whether or not we could look at something like deep trench disposal. One thing I entertained long ago with other geologists when we were looking at disposal of high-level radioactive waste and low-level radioactive waste was not the land-based disposal methods we were looking at and investigating in Nevada and elsewhere, but whether or not finding locations in deep ocean trenches where you could inject it or, say, encase it, and you could encase material in lead-lined canisters and dispose of it in the trench where it would be recycled back into the upper mantle over a long period of time. This may be difficult because you're looking at a very large volume of water, but it still may be possible to consider a deep ocean disposal for something like that if you could make it briny enough to make it sink and not leak out of the trenches. Of course, you're going to wreak havoc with with trench life, whatever that happens to be. But it is an option.
Let me ask you a question here. They're talking about all this radioactive water. Is the water molecules themselves radioactive, or is it possible that the water could simply be separated out or evaporated out, leaving the radioactive material as a solid, which would be much smaller and easier to manage?
The water itself is not radioactive. It's the dissolved components in the water that's radioactive. So there's a radioactive component of water. It's called tritium. It's a naturally occurring radioactive isotope of hydrogen. It has a half-life of 12.3 years. You know, but if you could take that water and if you could evaporate it, yes, you could create a radioactive scale that you could retain in the container and allow the water itself to evaporate away. But I mean, I think
the tritium would still be there.
Well, the tritium is just incidental. I mean, it's naturally occurring anyway. I did my dissertation research years ago on tritium and carbon-14. They're all naturally occurring. We're using that to age date groundwater. So tritium is really not a big issue. Now, it can be a fission product. The ones you're really more concerned about are more intensely radioactive isotopes, such as cesium-137 and strontium-90 and your technetium and various other isotopes. But yeah, I mean, that's also a potential solution, because that material is going to form a scale. It'll concentrate in the water as the water evaporates, and it will form a scale. It will precipitate out and could be collected. That's a good suggestion.
Well, thank you. Because I mean, I know that tritium commercially is some of the most expensive material on Earth, which would make it commercially viable to find some way to separate it out. And then you'd have the water evaporating. Yeah, that's another way of dealing with the situation. The fact that it's currently in a liquid form, you know, leads to the possibility of serious leakage.
Yeah, and I see tritium is actually part of the water molecule, unlike say cesium or strontium or technetium or whatever. But it is part of the water molecule, and when we age date water looking at tritium, you know, what we'll do is they'll through electrolytic enrichment, they'll look at the counts that they get from tritium and calculate a tritium age on that based on tritium units. Again, the half life is 12.43 years. And a tritium unit, you said it's rare. Here's how rare it is. A tritium unit is 1 × 10⁻¹⁸, one atom of tritium in 1 × 10⁻¹⁸ models of hydrogen.
So yes.
Very, very small.
But you can still separate it out with a centrifuge.
No, not a centrifuge. No, it's not something that can be separated that way.
That's what heavy water was.
No, heavy water is deuterium.
Oh, that's my mistake.
That's deuterium. Tritium is hydrogen with two neutrons, and the two neutrons become unstable. Deuterium is hydrogen and a proton and a neutron, and regular hydrogen is just a proton or protium. So deuterium is very, very rare. We use deuterium a lot in geochemistry, isotope geochemistry, to trace waters. It's very important in containing radioactive reactions, because it can mitigate these things. Tritium is another thing altogether. It's just naturally occurring. It's radioactive. You do get it from fission reactions. And in fact, during the era of above ground nuclear weapons test, tritium concentrations in the atmosphere spiked to many thousands of tritium units above what they are right now. And for years, we used that spike to help identify what we call the bomb peak or bomb tritium, which was an indicator of recently recharged water. We've kind of lost that now. But tritium is naturally occurring, and there's no reason to be concerned about that. But I mean, I'd be reluctant to ask somebody to suit up and go out there to Fukushima and expose themselves to these intensely radioactive gamma emitters and beta emitters.
Yeah, that would be But I know they use tritium in things like watch dials and gun sights. And anyway, listen, Kelly, thank you very much. You're obviously very knowledgeable on the subject. And I wish I could contact you privately, because one of the things I'm enjoying about Indiana is the diverse geology here compared to the last 27 years in Hawaii, which is all about basalt. And wasn't that interesting?
I'll send you my contact information, Mike.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that. And we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Bye.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here, Santa Cruz is where I live, Santa Cruz in California has become the latest city to decriminalize magic mushrooms and other natural psychedelics, including ayahuasca and peyote, magic mushrooms. Well, if they think that's going to reverse the conservative flight, I don't think it's going to work here. Now, here's an interesting story, and I'm kind of waiting to see where this is going to go. There was this cancer patient, and there was this woman had the advanced cancer. She shoplifted $109 worth of groceries from this Weiss Market in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and she got sentenced to 10 months in jail because of that. And I can understand, you know, I don't condone what she did, but if you look at the high cost of cancer treatments, she was probably hungry, and this was an act of desperation. Now, the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, drove over to Weiss Markets in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and delivered his personal check for the exact sum of the groceries this woman supposedly stole. Okay, so here is what I am thinking. Again, I don't condone thievery, but this is a clear case of extenuating circumstances, and the market has been compensated for the food that was taken. If I were the judge in this case, I would basically say, okay, sentence suspended at this point. Let her go on back to trying to deal with her cancer, deal with everything else. Of course, being in jail, she's guaranteed three meals a day. So maybe that was what she wanted. You know, one of the reasons our prisons are so overcrowded is the homeless and the hungry, they just decide, all I got to do is try and hold up a convenience store, fail miserably, botch it, and just wait there to be arrested and sent to prison. And then I'm guaranteed food three times a day for however long I'm sent to prison. That's got to look very attractive for people who are sleeping rough on the streets. Anyway, over at the University of Connecticut, a judge has sided with this accused student. He's referred to as John Doe in the court records. He was one semester away from graduating when a female student referred to as Jane Roe accused him of sexual assault. Now, the campus process denied John the ability to question Jane's credibility. He was then expelled. He sued the university and was granted a temporary restraining order blocking the school from implementing his punishment based on unfair procedure. And in his ruling, U.S. District Judge Michael Shea admonished the university for violating John's due process rights. See, what happened was that witnesses said she came on to him, that she was sitting in his lap and grinding her pelvis into his pelvis. You've got to have a fair and balanced investigation of these because, yes, women do lie. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.